Hi, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast for this week. I'm going to start off talking about COVID a little bit. Numbers are going back up. Again, as I always say, as a disclaimer, I do this early. I'm doing this on a Monday. This won't come out till the following Sunday. Hopefully numbers will be down by then, but I'm not holding my breath on that one. But anyway, COVID numbers are back up. I would think, you know, if people are vaccinated and boosted or whatever that they have decided to do, those people, while you can still get COVID, certainly shouldn't be as bad as if you weren't. I've had a couple friends of mine, people that I know that I associate with that have had COVID that have been vaccinated and boosted. And what they told me is that they're tired. They wanted to lay around all day, more or less. And one of them ran a fever. The other one kind of felt sick to their stomach and that kind of thing. But it didn't require anyone to go to the hospital or anything of that sort. One person said that they went to their doctor and got the antivirals to take, and that seemed to help, although it was reported that it left a bad taste in their mouth. But I guess a bad taste in your mouth is not as bad as the ventilator down your throat. So I guess that's a positive thing. But the numbers are going up a little bit. You have to do what you feel comfortable doing. If you want to wear a mask inside, you then wear a mask. And if someone's wearing a mask around you, don't judge them. Don't, you know, smirk or whatever. People have to do what they feel is best for them. There's a lot of people out there that have some type of pre-existing condition. You know, you don't want to play Russian roulette with this stuff. You really don't. So the numbers are up. We as a society can live with this, I believe, because we have the vaccine out there and it could get boosted. And if you have to get boosted every year, every 6 months or whatever it is, then that's what has to be done to live with it. Like I said, I've been around a couple friends of mine and a family member that got COVID. I've been vaccinated and boosted. I went to the library and got test kits and tested after I was exposed to a few of these people. I tested negative for COVID each time. I've been very fortunate, I guess, but it also could be just because I've been vaccinated and boosted. So we're going to have to live with this. You got to do what you feel comfortable doing and then move ahead from there. But it's not going away. The numbers are going up again. But we can deal with it. We have the science. We have everything behind us to move this forward. You know, it's up to you what you want to do about it. But just be aware of it, and we'll get through this. I'm very surprised I'm still talking about this 2 years later from when I first started talking about it. I'm thinking, okay, this could be over soon, but it's not. It's still here. Moving on to my next subject, I want to talk about our budget. The budget that this is Monday. We're going to talk about the budget on Tuesday. Most likely, the budget will be voted on Tuesday. I have to say, I cannot get my head wrapped around the budget the way that it is. I can't. I did talk about this last time on my podcast about I'm not sure I'm correct and that maybe I'm wrong and the out years are going to be better than what they are now and what they're showing, what they're projected to be. But, and I'm sure that they will be better. But there's a big deficit looming in, you know, 3 and 4 years down the road here. It really is. I do not feel comfortable with that. I just don't. I can't convince myself that this will be okay. I just can't. Like I said, this is before the vote, which will be tomorrow. I can't see myself voting for the budget the way it is right now. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Maybe I'll be convinced. I doubt it, though. I just can't see it. I don't want to leave a big deficit for the next Board of Commissioners. As most of you know, I'm in my last term. I have less than a year. I've got, you know, just months to go now before I'm done being county commissioner. And I don't want to leave the next Board of Commissioners with this to try to dig out of a hole. I don't think it's right to do that. If I was going to be commissioner again, I wish I could run again, but I cannot. If I was going to be commissioner again, I might feel more at ease with this because then I would have some time to try to work on a solution for this. But I'm not going to be commissioner again, and I feel it's not the right thing to do. I don't want to leave this deficit for the future board and boards down the road. And I also want to say the money that we've given to the Sheriff's Department, to Carroll Community College, to the library system, the money that we set aside for our own workers, it's well deserved. It is. The money we've given to the school system, it's well deserved. The people that work for the county in any of those capacities deserve what we're giving them and probably deserve more, but we can't afford more right now. I said this many times. I think it's a wrong thing to do to try to balance the budget on the backs of the workers. It's also the wrong thing to do in Carroll County to try to cut workers. We're pretty thin as it is right now. So if you look at those two things, we don't want to cut the workforce and we don't want to cut the pay of the workforce. And in fact, they deserve more money because if you look around, the presentation that was given to us by the Sheriff's Department about their pay and surrounding communities, the presentation that we all got, the commissioners got by an email, extremely similar to the one from the Sheriff's Department about the teachers' pay and surrounding communities. And, you know, the same thing with the college, Carroll Community College, and the library system. We have to pay our people enough money so we can, number one, keep them here and be competitive and continue to hire people. At the county level, from our own staff for Carroll County workers, we have a hard time hiring people to come in here. Jobs are open until they're filled, and sometimes they're not filled. We have been going to contracting out, you know, for people just to do a job, and they're not actually working for us, or contractors in and out. And it's not the way to do it, but it's the way it has to be done right now. So the money we set aside for these organizations and for ourselves for staffing pay increases is warranted. It's needed. It has to be done, and we are moving forward with it. But that still leaves a tremendous deficit. I have said many times in the past, at least three, this might be four, I don't know, we're not going to cut staff. We're not going to cut services, and we shouldn't. The only thing we can do is bring more revenue in. Since I've been county commissioner, we have had unprecedented economic development in this county. Now, we had a big backstep with COVID, but everyone experienced that, and things are now getting ramped up again, which is great. But even with outstanding economic development, we're still not bringing in the amount of money that we need to pay all these people, to keep things moving forward, to keep up the infrastructure. It's just not enough money coming in. So, like I said, if I was here longer, I would try to work on this problem. I've been working on it for 8 years, for eight budgets now, and people just don't seem to, my ideas don't fly as well as I think they should, because they're my ideas, so I think they should fly extremely well. But anyway, we'll be talking about this tomorrow, because again, I'm doing this on Monday, and Tuesday is when we're going to talk about the budget, but I just can't see myself pushing this forward. If I knew my personal budget was going to be out of whack like this in a couple of years, I'd take some major steps to rectify it. I talked, have done what I can for this budget, but I don't know if I can, just being one commissioner, you know, make the changes I think are necessary. But again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. I want to talk about one other thing in the short time I have left. Is I'm also the county commissioner who's on the Board of Education, but I'm also on the Advisory Council for Health and Physical Education. And we had a meeting of that advisory council a week or so ago. We're talking about the Family Life Committee that each county, and I think Baltimore City as well, has to put up because of the new state curriculum on health. And they have to determine how they're going to teach the new curriculum so that it's good for their particular communities. It's a troublesome spot for every community around the state, not just Carroll County. Everybody seems to be struggling with what to do with the curriculum and how to best approach the curriculum and how to put it out for their communities. So we're not alone in that. If you've been following this on the Board of Ed side, we're not alone in struggling with this. Everyone is, but it's another thing that we're going to work through. And I think in the end, we'll come up with something that will be good for Carroll County. I really do. My time is almost up. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. It's finally getting a little bit warmer.